listening to episode number 1837 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 19th, 2020. We're back. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan, and welcome back.
Well, thanks, doggone it.
Hey, so to repeat, now you, we called you earlier last week and you explained all this, but it didn't get out on the podcast because there's not been a podcast you left.
Okay.
So you had a little procedure.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Emergency procedure.
I'm here minus my gallbladder.
Oh, you're missing the gallbladder.
I got to miss parts, yeah. I told the doctor, I'm sure he's heard this before. Mm. But I said, while you're there, can you just take some off the top there? And he goes, doesn't work like that.
Yeah. But he got your gallbladder.
Got my gallbladder.
And your stones.
Well, yeah, I got my rock quarries in there.
Now, I don't want to be like really, super descriptive. But on a scale of, 0 to childbirth, how much did this hurt?
I don't think there's anything that's going to hurt like childbirth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And so...
Because I've never had gallstones, so I don't know.
And you haven't had childbirth.
I'll never know that one.
Right. So.
Nor do I want to. I'm just putting that out there.
They say for a man, like if it was for a man, they say a kidney stone is equal to childbirth.
Really?
For a man.
Huh.
And kidney stones are supposed to be pretty damn bad.
Are they?
But this is, and I guess this is going to depend on each person.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's some of the worst pain that I've had with a gallbladder attack.
Yeah.
But it was it was not good. They said, on a scale from 1 to 10, how's your pain? I said, look, I know it could get a lot worse.
Yeah.
And that's bad saying it, so I'm going to say an 8.
An 8. Wow.
So I want to say like a 9.5.
Wow.
I know
that. Had
it
been me, I would have said a 15.
You would have.
I would have, because I'm a big old girl.
Some of these attacks will go away after between 6 and 10 hours. This one did not.
Way too long
to have
pain.
This one didn't go away.
Way too long to have pain.
And then, I guess, once I was in the ER, I started to run a little bit of a fever.
But you're okay now. You came through it.
Yeah.
You had a textbook surgery. All is well.
Community Memorial Hospital in Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got to be in the hospital, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet one person who wasn't nice.
They're not going to give you anything off their bill for you telling them that.
I know that.
You're still going to get full price.
I was shocked, though. Every single person.
Did you feel safe because you were in a hospital?
I did
during
feel safe.
A pandemic?
I actually did feel safe because I watched them when they come in and what they do when they're in the room.
Well, we're glad to have you back. We've missed you. And you know what? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Does it not? Did you not miss me? Don't answer that. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. We're back at it this morning. What's going on?
George Clooney and Paul Newman were almost cast in The Notebook.
The what? Oh, that movie. That Nicholas Sparks movie. All Nicholas Sparks movies in the same way. They're so sad.
Well, George was going to play Paul's character as a young man.
Imagine that. Two of the best looking men in Hollywood. In the last 100 years, playing each other.
That would have been
pretty wicked.
Really?
I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
George says he realized he looked nothing like Paul Newman. But they wanted to do it because they wanted to work together.
Well, yeah, sure.
And it ended up not being the right thing for either of them.
All right. Yeah. Now, George would have probably had to dye his hair because he had gray hair then, right?
Oh, yeah.
In The Notebook? He's had gray hair since The Facts of Life. I mean, he was like starting to turn gray when he was in his 20s.
I was just watching The Golden Girls, came right across.
Oh, when he was on The Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a detective.
Did he have dark hair or gray
Yes.
hair? Yes. Okay. So that was the 90s? Yeah. 80s, 90s? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
He was a young buck.
He was. I actually saw a couple of episodes on YouTube a few years back of him on The Facts of Life. You know, with the girls. It was towards the end of the series, so they were doing anything they could to get people to watch. So they brought
in
this unknown guy, George Clooney. And he wasn't a very good actor in those either. Just saying. And the role that really set George Clooney apart for me as a class act in Hollywood was when he played Batman.
I thought he was okay as Batman. That's just me. Because it's George Clooney.
No, I mean, you know, the movie was just bad. That's all.
Bad writing. Bad writing.
That was it.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't Clooney.
Yeah, and I'm big boned. So the McAfee Cybersecurity Group has issued its annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give you a virus.
A virus? Celebrities who give me a virus?
Yeah.
Oh, a computer virus.
But not the coronas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. All right. I got it.
Not
I got
the
coronas. It.
These are the celebrities whose names
yeah.
are most likely to land you on websites carrying viruses or malware if you search for them.
Okay.
Here's the top five.
Top five. We're ready. And, top five celebrities most likely to give you a virus on your computer.
You would think it'd be the super hot stars of today, right?
Yeah, maybe. It's not?
Well, you tell me, John Van Camp.
Okay.
Here we go.
Is Halle Berry on this list?
Heck no.
Oh, good.
Number five.
Lucky me.
JT. Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. He's kind of an A-lister, kind of.
Number four.
Uh-huh.
Mariah Carey. If you're Googling Mariah Carey, maybe you deserve to get the viruses.
Yeah, right?
Number three. Blake Lively.
Huh. I think she's there because Ryan Reynolds put her there. I think he's the one behind the malware, because that would be the ultimate with the two of them, right? She's like, oh, by the way, hon, love you. You got malware. I gave you a virus.
No, because that gives it to the rest of us.
Well, but you can't stop it. You know, it's just like that song by Justin Timberlake. Can't stop the feeling. Can't stop the virus.
Gosh.
You give it once, you give it to everybody. That's why they call it a virus.
virus. So I was trying to put words to it. And it was like more work than my little brain could handle.
So where are we at?
Number two. Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Is he relevant anymore? Seriously. I guess maybe Kanye West is Googling him. You know? What's Diddy doing? What's Diddy doing? I got to Google him today. I want to know what he's doing.
Maybe.
I mean, because I don't think he's relevant to anybody else. Neither is Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is so over. We need to put Mariah Carey in the over category. Over!
Well.
Over. I know. She has a new book out. It's time for you to reveal.
Wait, yes, the number one.
The number one celebrity to give you a virus if you Google them, and who is that? I can tell you're so excited.
Anna Kendrick.
No.
I know.
Cute little Anna Kendrick. She's about this tall. She sings, she dances, she's great in these little Hilton commercials that are kind of...
She's a cutie pie.
Number one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I'm kind of shocked by that.
The list makes no sense.
I'm just glad Halle's not on there. I could keep Googling Halle Berry without getting a virus. I'm very excited about that. And we also promised not to give you a virus. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.